remember me, Martha, my love. Don't forget me, Martha, my dear.
Inside and out, he's a slob. He talks like a truck driver. He is a loser.
Happy Monday. It is 7 o'clock in the morning. Monday Morning Madness is back again for another week. I'm your host, Adam Kurgeville, and I will be taking you through Monday Morning Madness as I always do. Oh, man, my computer's making all sorts of noises over there. Anyway, let's see what we got going on. It's 40 degrees outside, looking like it's going to get to about a high of 43 or 44 for the rest of the day. Not too exciting, and it might rain a little bit too later, so that's, you know, always something to look forward to. But hey, it's dry outside right now, and it doesn't feel too cold, and the sunrise as I was walking over is quite nice. Yeah, can't forget that we're an hour before we were, you know, this time last week, so it's pretty dark outside. It's, I don't know, but it stays brighter an hour later, which kind of makes me really happy. But anyway, we're going to get going with Monday Morning Madness here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, the same way we always do, with some incredible music. Here's The Who for you. Won't Get Fooled Again. One heck of a track off of Who's Next. Enjoy. Bruce for you there in the morning with She's the One off of Born to Run. Quite the song. I don't know if those two songs don't get you going this morning. I don't know what will, but it is 7:16 a.m. now, and it is, the sun's coming up. It's great. I mean, daylight savings, that was what was on everybody's mind, and everyone was talking about it yesterday. I actually really happen to like it, because now the sun is out until like 7 p.m., and it just feels beautiful. I mean, it feels like summer, and it feels like things are actually beginning to happen. We're not going to get caught in winter. Although, I mean, winter this year wasn't really. It was like 2 weeks. So it's a little confusing. But, you know, I was coming over the station this morning. The birds are chirping. It's like nature is happening and global warming, and we're all, you know, going to melt. But at least it feels nice outside. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Here's a little cake for you. This one, I don't know if this is quite as loud as the other two, but enjoy it anyway. Short skirt, long jacket. Let's do it. There you go, the Eagles. Here in the morning, I'm looking at all the PSAs. I was looking around at all of them. I feel bad because last week I played you a PSA that you guys have already heard that I played on the show, and I remembered it very vividly as soon as I hit the play button, so I felt bad about that. So I've been looking around. I've been a big fan of these financial literacy PSAs. I think they're very entertaining and very important because it is important to be financially literate in today's world. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play you the one called Financial Literacy Commune. And then after that, I'm going to play you a cool song that came out probably back in 2010 or so. And since then has been kind of referred to as a modern sort of take on the whole Stairway to Heaven sound and motif. So I'll give you a little taste of that right after Financial Literacy Commune. Let's take a listen.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
All right, now that we got through that, your reward is Little Black Submarines off of El Camino by the Black Keys. It came out in 2011. Give it a listen.
Little black submarines, operator, please put me back on the line. Told my girl I'd be back. Operator, please. This is wrecking my mind. Oh, can it be? The voice is calling me. They get lost and out of time. I should have seen it glow, but everybody knows. Just disappear to the back of my mind. Oh, can it be? The voice is calling me. They get lost and out of time. I should have seen it glow, but everybody knows that a broken heart is blind, that a broken heart is blind.
said, baby, you know I'm gonna leave you. I'll leave you in the summertime. Leave you when the summer comes rolling. Leave you when the summer comes along. Baby, I wanna leave you.
said that's when it's calling me back
That, of course, is Rod Stewart here on 91.5 FM on Monday Morning Madness. It's 7:46, about 14 minutes until the hour, so this show is just about on its way out, but we've still got time for a couple more songs. I'm going to play a quick one from Crosby, Stills, and Nash, which was written by Graham Nash. I don't know if you've heard this story before, but written by Graham Nash in about 30 minutes as he was waiting to leave his hotel to go to the airport. He was staying in someone's house, and the owner of the house bet him $500 that he could not write a song in the 30 minutes or so before he had to go to the airport. And of course, Graham Nash, being Graham Nash, said, "Of course, I can write a song in 30 minutes." He won the bet, and on the Tonight Show a while back, he actually said that he still has that $500 from this very song. So here you go, just as a fun little backstory, just a song before I go. Crosby, Stills, Nash. Oh, my computer's off. Give me one second. Ah, start it again, and let's do it.
Thank you. I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, then I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you? Every single day of my life. You didn't run, you didn't lie, you knew I wanted just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you.
That's the Beatles, of course, with Got to Get You Into My Life here on Monday Morning Madness on WMFO in Medford. It is 7:56 in the morning, so that means it's just about time for me to be gone for the week. Not going to be here next week, as it is spring break, so I will hopefully be sleeping at this time next week. But I do thank you for tuning in, and I'll be back 1 week after that, so don't worry. Your break for Monday Morning Madness will only last 1 week. It won't be that bad, I promise. But in the meantime, try to have a good, warm week. Hopefully spring will start to hit us a little bit harder, and we'll have a lovely, lovely spring as it goes. All right, here you go. One more before I head out. Killer Queen in the morning. Let's do it.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Christophe. At any time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar, cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette, extraordinarily nice.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam,
guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the price, insatiable in appetite.
Wanna try?
She never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China went down to Geisha Minor. Then again, incidentally, me that way inclined. Perfume came naturally from Paris.
Naturally.
Because she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind.
Thank you.
top of her head. She's as willing as playful as a pussycat. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of
action.
Absolutely dry.